have to get to the game quick. I don't want them to give away our seats.
Well, as long as those seats are reserved, you've got nothing to be worried about. Hi, and welcome to Keys for Kids. I'm so glad that you joined me today. My name is Zach. If you've ever been to a big game or a special show, you know you have to have your seats reserved in advance. That's because lots of people want to go, but there's not enough room for everyone. When you become a Christian, it's kind of the same thing. There's a place in heaven saved just for you. 1 Peter 1:4 calls it an inheritance that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. That's what our story's about today. It's entitled Reserved Seats. "Hurry, Dad," urged Archer as he and his father sped down the freeway toward the baseball stadium. It was his first time going to a Major League Baseball game, and he didn't want to miss any part of it. "If we're late, we might not find a good place to sit." "Don't worry, Archer. They won't give our seats away. Our tickets are right here." Dad tapped his left jacket pocket. "Bought and paid for. Our places are reserved for us." "Reserved? That means they're saved for us, right?" "Right," said Dad as he turned into the stadium parking lot. "People make reservations all the time. For airplane tickets, hotel rooms, restaurants, and..." Dad patted his pocket. "For seats at baseball games." He glanced at Archer. "You may not have known it, but when you trusted Jesus as your Savior at camp last month, he made a reservation for you then, too." "Really?"
Archer looked at his father in surprise. "Yes," said Dad. "You now have a reservation in heaven, and there will always be a place there for you. Jesus paid for it himself by dying on the cross for your sins and rising from the dead. And when he comes back one day, you'll have your own special place in the new perfect world he creates." They parked the car and hurried to the stadium. "Are you sure they saved our seats?" asked Archer as he looked up at a sea of spectators. "If they didn't, we'll probably have to stand up the entire game." Dad smiled as he looked at the stubs of their tickets. He motioned toward a man who was helping people find their seats. "That gentleman will show us where to go," said Dad. "Come on." Archer followed his dad through the noisy crowd, and soon there they were, two empty seats.
"All right," said Archer. "Here they are, Dad, just waiting for us."
As they settled down into their seats, Dad turned to Archer. "These seats are great, but they're nothing compared to having reservations in heaven, are they? I'm glad there are places saved for both of us there." Archer smiled and nodded, then turned toward the field to watch the game. So, how about you? Do you ever worry that you don't have a place reserved in heaven? If you've confessed that you're a sinner and trusted Jesus as your Savior, you've been given a place in His eternal kingdom that will never be taken away. If you haven't trusted Him as your Savior, don't wait. Trust in Jesus today, and you will have a place with Him for all eternity. To learn more about what it means to trust in Jesus, just get your parents' permission first. Then go to keysforkids.net/salvation. Our key verses are 1 Peter 1, verses 3 and 4.
"God has given us a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead to an inheritance reserved in heaven for you."
And our key thought today: reserve your place in heaven. Hey, do you love to listen to the Keys for Kids stories? How have they helped you grow closer to God? I'd love to hear how Keys for Kids has impacted your walk with Him. Send me a voice message with your parents' permission. Go to keysforkids.net and tap Open Mic in the menu and tell me your story. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.